Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Joining us now is Maritime Hockey League President Brian Whitehead. Brian, welcome to the show and great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Brian, you're the president of the MHL, the Maritime Hockey League. Give us an overview of your league. How many teams are there and across what geographical area do you actually cover?
Well, we have 12 teams in our league, broken into two 16 divisions. The South Division includes six teams from Nova Scotia. And then in the Northern Division, we have one team in PEI in beautiful Summerside, and the other five are in New Brunswick. The longest drive in this would be from Yarmouth, Nova Scotia at the bottom to next year we'll have Edmonton in the league, and it'll be 998 kilometers.
Wow. Listen, you mentioned Yarmouth. Let me bounce off that. Mariners were ranked the top team from the MHL in this week's CJHL Top 20 ranking, sitting at number 11 overall. How important is that for your program?
It's great. So, you know, Yarmouth does a wonderful job. They're consistent in their ownership group. They're consistent in their fan base. The team does a great job of being a part of the community, and in return for that, the community does a great job of supporting the team. A great educational program, and that makes it a destination the players wish to be at, and that makes it easy to have a good team every year.
What do you mean by a good educational program? What do they offer?
Well, they've got a consultant down there that works with each kid and looks at what his needs would be, whether it be finishing up high school or whether it be long-distance education or looking at opportunities through universities.
That's a pretty good thing is for parents to know that that goes on in Junior A hockey. That's great. The Eastern Canada Cup All-Star Challenge is coming up next week in Cornwall. I understand the MHL is sending two different teams. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we sent one team last year. We split that up this year. We're going to send one from each division. The rationale behind that was we never had, in the year before that, anyone selected to Team Canada East. We went to the Eastern Canada Cup, and next thing we know, we got players invited to the camp, people making the team. So we thought, why not expose more of our talent and go with two teams?
The MHL decided to reinstate the showcase weekend. It took place last month in Truro. Scouts from Major Junior, NCAA, CIS were all there in attendance. How big and how important is an event like this to basically showcase your kids?
It's a great event. It's a big event. We're looking at having it in Truro because it's a nice central location and a brand new facility. The hope is that we get a little bit of traction this year with the event, as you say, bringing it back in. We're hoping to make it bigger and better for next year. This year we went with teams playing two games against their rivals, if you will, and that brought the intensity in the games up a little bit. We had a lot of close scores, a couple games going to overtime, a few in the shootout. So it was good for the players, it was good for the fans, and it was an honest attempt for the scouting world to take a look at our players in a best-on-best opportunity.
How important is that for you as the president of the Maritime Hockey League to communicate to the coaches and general managers and parents and to keep those open lines available so the kids understand that there is a place for them to go beyond this game?
Yeah, it's important to me. It's important to the fan base, and you're right, especially the parents. I'm starting to get a little bit of traction as I make my way around the league and visit the different arenas with my goal of making the league a little younger and reducing the number of 20s that are in the league so that we can make an opportunity for the younger kids to play. I'm starting to get, like I say, some traction with that, and I'm hoping to make some changes at our next AGM.
You guys making some news in the league this week as well. The Dieppe Commandos have officially received permission to transfer their franchise to Edmonton, New Brunswick. How did you guys come about making that call?
Well, it was an easy decision. Edmonton came into a board meeting back in August and made a presentation to the board. The board sent them away and asked them to, tidy up some questions that they had. They came back. They're building a brand new facility in Edmonton. They've got an ownership group that's rock solid. They've got community involvement. They, again, are lucky. They have a university campus, a community college, and French and English high school. So anyone from Atlantic Canada is going to have a place where they can further their education. So they're going to be a great addition to our league.
You've been in this role as president now since the month of August. It sounds to me like you're pretty excited, but pretty busy at the same time.
There's always something going on. You're just one phone call away from having a full day.
Sure sounds like that. Hey, listen, always great catching up with you, Brian. Congratulations on your new role, and congratulations on having a team ranked in the top 11 in the country. That's pretty impressive for a league that's only got 12 teams. So well done.
Thanks very much. Appreciate taking time to talk.
That was Maritime Hockey League President Brian Whitehead. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.